This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black, about a revelation about the South Pole of the Moon at a recent conference of planetary geologists, astronomers, and scientists in Texas. The preliminary data from a camera that was developed by the South Koreans to take pictures into the craters at the South Pole of the Moon, the preliminary information points to a surprise. No ice to be seen at the bottom of this one particular crater. Bob is here to explain very carefully what this may mean. At this point, it's a disappointment to many. Here's Bob Zimmerman. The question of the South Pole of the Moon, heretofore understood as beachfront property lunar lander. However.
We had hints of this. And it's still, of course, not confirmed. It's going to be very difficult to get this confirmed one way or the other. But the data from the shadow cam, low light camera on the Denuri, South Korean Denuri lunar orbiter, they presented a paper at this lunar conference this week. And several papers. They had a whole session, actually, on what they had discovered. And essentially what all the data is pointing to is that there is little or no ice likely in the permanently shadowed craters of the moon. I want to emphasize this is not confirmed. There is a good chance that there is ice or water impregnated in the regolith in the soil down below. But none of the surface evidence suggests there's any ice. What's important about this is that every single program worldwide to get to the South Pole of the Moon has been premised on the belief that these permanently shadowed craters at the pole had ice at the base. The data had suggested there was hydrogen in these craters, in these locations. Hydrogen is such an element that unless it's trapped in a molecule, it's going to go away. It's not going to stay on the surface of the moon. And the theory was that the most likely thing it was the molecule it was in was water molecules. So water is a valuable resource, so that's why everyone wants to get to the South Pole, because they think there might be water there. Well, the data is suggesting no, that might not be the case. Now, there's been very little coverage of this, even though this is a big story. And I think it's because no one really is happy about this result, because once again, if you talk about this, almost all the support for the lunar programs that are going on might evaporate.
More of this later.